Limits, you promised me a wheel of ball. I certainly hope you're going to deliver, are you?
I promised everyone a wheel of ball.
This is exciting.
First and foremost, the Jets traded for Devontae Adams. Congrats to them, but what does it mean for the Steelers?
Congratulations on all their success. What does it mean for the Steelers?
Well, the Jets in this game have gone from 1.5-point underdogs to 2.5-point favorites in Pittsburgh. Is that how big of an effect Devontae Adams can have?
Wait a second, but is that the only thing affecting that line? That seems ridiculous that one man would be... One man, by the way, coming off an alleged hamstring injury would be worth a field goal?
Yeah.
Come on.
More than a field goal.
Well, what else? Is Zach Frazier, other things affecting that? What's going on here, Limits? It couldn't be one guy.
It also makes me wonder if the market, once the decision was... Well, Tom Pelissero said the decision is pretty much made that Russell Wilson is going to get first-team reps. If the betting market thinks Justin Fields is in better position and would be the better guy to start instead of Russell Wilson.
That could be it. That could be part of it.
That's the first thing that comes to mind for me other than Devontae Adams, or at least from a Steelers perspective.
Less of a chance with Russell Wilson by Vegas standards. That would be rather remarkable, I think. Then again, people have seen this offensive line and they know that the Jets put extreme pressure on quarterbacks. Can Russell Wilson make something out of nothing the way that Fields can with his legs?
And
we know he can still move around.
Right.
But, man, I think some of those plays last week against the Raiders, they were absolute jailbreaks. I don't know. Everybody says Russell can make quicker reads. I know there was some video out there that Justin missed a few. But I don't know anybody who's announcing to the world that, hey, the Steelers have all kinds of open receivers that this guy is missing. Do they? Van Jefferson always open? Is Pickens even open a lot? How come the Steelers for years now never have receivers running free and being hit in stride like other teams do? Why is that, Limits?
Well, I think part of it is that they're not schemed open and maybe there's no busted coverage on the other side.
I wonder if that's zone coverage.
Everybody plays the Steelers man.
How many times in the last couple weeks have we seen broken coverages by the Steelers where all the quarterback does is take a step to his right and flip it out to a tight end or a running back with nobody on him? Nobody even on the television screen.
Zone defense.
Why doesn't that ever happen around here?
It irritates me.
It completely irritates me. Clearly by the decibel level that I was just speaking at.
And you were talking about number of drops. I wanted to go back to the Amari Cooper number of drops.
No, I was talking about the number of blocks. You came in here and looked at how many people I've blocked. I don't know if it's 10,000, but it's clearly thousands.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper has dropped 9 passes this year.
Yeah.
He dropped 12 in 2022. He dropped 7 last year.
Wow.
Big drop numbers.
I didn't know the numbers were that high. I mean, the question to me becomes, does he make up for that with how good he is? And the answer is yes. And then the second pertinent question is, would he be a giant upgrade here on what they have after Pickens? The answer is as loud a yes as you can scream. And in Buffalo, too, the same thing. I'll take the drops because he's an elite route runner. I think he's a great player. I'll take a drop every now and again. Pickens dropped 2 balls last week. One hit him in the face mask, plus he dropped when they were trying to appease him with the little babysitting touchdown at the end. Let's take care of George so he's in a good mood this week. Maybe he'll try.
Well, the offensive line hasn't been taken care of. The Steelers have started 4 different combinations on the offensive line. It's however the third most in the NFL. Ironically, Cleveland is number 2. New England is number 1. They've had a different O-line combination every week. This will become 5 when the Steelers take the field this Sunday against the Jets with no Zach Frazier.
Do you have a question surrounding that?
I do. The question is, does this instability of the offensive line concern you not just in terms of Russell Wilson, but in terms of this running game and being able to find any continuity if you take Fields off the field?
I mean, all of that. They've been devastated by offensive line injuries. James Daniels is a really good player. Futanu, they think, is better than Broderick Jones and was ready to play. And now Zach Frazier, who's been their best lineman? I mean, that's a lot to deal with. Maybe we need to be fairer, is that a word, or more fair to this offense in light of that? I mean, that's a big deal for any team. Come on. The Chiefs lose Creed Humphrey, plus their starting right guard, plus a guy they just drafted in the first round to be a starting tackle. That's pretty significant.
Huge. And, I mean, I know we've seen Patrick Mahomes be able to overcome bad offensive lines and poor receiving play. Patrick Mahomes ain't walking through the tunnel at Accurature Stadium anytime soon other than Christmas Day.
Yes, he is.
Other than Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And also the NFL Fantasy app, according to Doc, a texter, says that Justin Fields is projected to have 0 fantasy points. Russell Wilson projected for 13.5.
Oh, that's exciting.
So next. Even fantasy doesn't think that this is going to happen. We mentioned how the Browns traded Amari Cooper to the Bills. And we also talked about last week how George Pickens has a supposed burner account, Michael Brewerly.
I love that.
Well, Vernon Pritchard is the alleged burner account of Deshaun Watson.
What's his
name? In Cleveland.
Vernon Pritchard?
Vernon Pritchard.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody's named Vernon Pritchard, like, in the history of the world?
Sure.
Regardless.
That's not that unusual.
Vernon Pritchard tweets on this Ari Mirov My Sports Update tweet about the Browns trading Amari Cooper. That's what players get when they drop dimes. Good riddance. Now 4 just need the coach traded, and we back next year on God with the 100 emoji.
Do people think that that's Watson?
People think it's Watson. It has over 2,000 followers. And it's very similar to George Pickens, the burner account that might be George Pickens, where it's all about Deshaun Watson. Can't nobody blame 4 on this one. It's on the defense. Don't worry, 4 Nation will be in a better situation too. 4 going to carry this team today. What? Great for you for 4 to be great, and it's a picture of the city.
What percentage of Browns fans are hopeful about Deshaun Watson?
2?
Yeah, I would say it's like down under 5. Can you imagine doing sports talk in Cleveland nowadays?
What positive can they pull from the Browns right now?
It's one of the most disastrous situations in the history of pro football right now, what has happened in Cleveland. They basically sold their soul for a guy who can't play. It's unbelievable. Like, if you ever did I don't know what the phrase is, 6 degrees of separation or whatever it would be, with what signing Watson has cost them in terms of potential free agents, in terms of a different quarterback they could have had, in terms of first round, early round picks they weren't able to make, you could probably build your own whole team that's better than the Browns right now.
Probably could. The only positive is Nick Chubb. He delivered a message in the Players Tribune to the city of Cleveland trying to be back to become the best running back that he can be. He said, "These rocks ain't going to move themselves. Let's work." That's the one positive for the Browns this season. So you get Nick Chubb back. Who knows what state he'll be with his knee injury. But that is the one positive, cool story that's coming out of the Browns.
Yeah, I wish him all the luck in the world. I love Nick Chubb. I have a lot of respect for him, and he's a great player. You know, that injury was so grotesque and horrific what happened to his leg. I'll be shocked if he's anywhere near the same player, but I really hope I'm shocked because I really, really like that guy.
This is an interesting story, Joe. Hamilton County in Ohio will explore the costs and logistics of putting a dome over the Bengals stadium.
With the Escalooser still transporting people or no? An indoor Escalooser?
The Escalooser will still be there. They might have to shine a light on the Escalooser.
That's one of the great nicknames for any inanimate object in the history of American sports. The Escalooser.
The Escalooser. Now, in pairing with it, Cleveland has also proposed a new stadium in the last year that includes a dome. Are we getting to a full NFL world where domes are? I mean, the Tennessee's new stadium is a dome.
He sucks.
Like, is this becoming just dome city everywhere in the NFL, and that everything will be an indoor game? There'll be no more days out in the snow?
You might ask me who, and I don't know. I just felt like saying that. You know where I stand on this. Entire franchise lores have been built on the weather that the home team plays in because it's a reflection of the city itself, the toughness. And this is one of them. Do people want to play on indoor carpeting with the thermostat set to 72? What are we doing to ourselves? I realize that's more comfortable. Whoever said being comfortable was part of the football experience. Being drunk is part of that experience. Being cold is part of that experience. A communal experience with fellow fans where other teams, I know I can speak to my youth in Buffalo, you want to bring Miami into Buffalo. You want to bring them from the heat and the comfort of palm trees and whatever body of water there. The Gulf of Mexico, whatever it might be. That's in Florida, isn't it? Kind of.
The Gulf of Mexico? Like Louisiana, Florida area, Mexico.
What Gulf is in Florida?
Well, the Gulf of Mexico is to like the left of...
If you're in Florida, where do you swim?
The ocean? And the Atlantic Ocean? Lakes?
No,
rivers,
there's a Gulf
streams?
In Florida. I swear to God there is.
The
I was
Gulf
there
of Mexico.
Said, yeah, that's what I
to
said.
To the left.
What do you mean to the left?
We're getting all geographical. Can to you, the left of the state if you're looking at a map.
Right, but there's to the left where I walk out of my hotel and it's to my left. And then there's to the left. You got to take a plane there for 4 hours. I've swam in the Gulf of Mexico in Florida, haven't I?
I've swam in the Gulf of Mexico in Mexico for my cousin's wedding.
That would be easier.
Yeah.
But now my illiteracy is getting in the way of making a point here. Bring them up from Miami out to Orchard Park, New York, in the middle of a snowstorm and slaughter them. It happened many times, and that's part of the ritual, just like it is around here. You wouldn't have Bettis and Urlacher if it happened on a carpet, right? It happened in the mud and in the snow. That's where it happened. Well, at least the mud. Did it snow that day? Come on, limits. Yeah, we're all headed toward domes, and it's absolutely sickening. This is an outdoor sport. There's a dome in Minnesota. That's when we jumped the shark. That was the tipping point. There's a dome in Minnesota where you used to have Bud Grant sleeveless out there on a -100 day because he'd have some team from indoors somewhere or some team like the Rams from L.A. with their palm trees and the Pacific Ocean, which I happen to know is the body of water out there, come on all the way down to Minnesota to Metropolitan Stadium to freeze their you-know-whats off and want to get out of town. And it's all gone. Some things used to be better, and this is one of them. Go ahead, play in a dome. Make sure the thermostat's at 72.5. This sucks.
There's a lot of great areas around the Gulf of Mexico I'm finding right now on Google Maps.
Has anybody texted us about that?
The Gulf of Mexico is obviously next to Florida. Come on now.
Yeah, I know. That's not in dispute. If you're in Florida, do you swim in the Gulf of Mexico? Can you do that while in Florida?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
If you're over by Fort Myers, Clearwater, St. Petersburg, and Tampa.
St. what?
St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I don't know. That was my point to begin with.
So
Malzi.
When does the... Well, here's my question that will make me sound like an idiot. When does the Gulf of Mexico meet the Atlantic Ocean? Like, where is
what
the...
What do I look
where's
like?
Where's, like, the line in the sand? Like, where's the dividing
Magellan?
Point?
I don't know.
Are you, one of those surveyors that can tell you where the land stops and starts?
I don't know. But it turns out I was right. This whole thing sucks. You know that? Just go have a dome league. That's why it's called arena football, because it was all inside. This isn't arena football. It's the NFL. I think the Bills are planning to be half dome. I can live with half dome. So if you have a Steeler-like situation from that playoff game last year, was that last year?
Yeah.
When they couldn't get there?
Because it snowed
well,
like
you still,
2 feet.
Yeah, you couldn't even get there anyway, though, in a dome. But I get it if you want to have the ability to play in a dome, but you still should be outdoors.
I agree. I don't think domes really give you the full gravitas of football outside and home field advantages. It takes it away.
I remember those games. Ben Roethlisberger. Go ahead.
Last one. Mm-hmm. From Pro Football Talk, the NFL has seen 22 questionable hip drop tackles, has penalized none, and fined 7.
Yeah, that really turned out to be a crackdown. No hip drop penalties.
None, not one. And there have been a couple of instances where I've looked and I was like, Justin Fields just got dragged down on a hip drop tackle,
yeah.
And they don't call it.
They're having a real contest this year for the stupidest NFL initiative. Is it the kickoff rule that has changed nothing? Is it the hip drop that never gets called? Or is it the emphasis on the body weight, most or all, that you get flagged for or not when you tackle a quarterback? I don't know. It's going to be a hell of a race down to the wire here. Thank you, Limits. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Joe.
No,
really
no.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. I thanked you first.
Come one, come all for the wheel of ball.
You're welcome. Somebody said city limits. You can't be that stupid as far as the Gulf of Mexico.
I'm glad it wasn't me.
Well, I mean, I know that the Gulf of Mexico is there, but I didn't realize.
Your big point was it's to the left. I know. I walk out of the Marriott Harbor Beach, and there's the Gulf to my left. Limits, who's the MVP of the league a third of the way through?
Sam Darnold.
That's not a bad pick. Why isn't he?
No.
Why isn't he up here? You didn't even hesitate there.
Minnesota's undefeated.
He's 11 touchdowns, 4 picks, and a 103 rating. I respect that pick. I'm going to raise you one. You ready for my pick?
Patrick Mahomes?
No. He's got 6 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
I know. He's been bad, but that's the pick that everybody can make every year.
This is worse than your Gulf of Mexico take. What? Patrick Mahomes?
I was taking a guess.
How about Baker Mayfield, my friend?
That's a good pick.
Thank you. Leads the league in touchdown passes. Second in passer rating to who?
Sam Darnold.
Joe Burrow. Lamar Jackson is also a good candidate again. And everybody, oh, what has he done in the playoffs? I don't care what he's done in the playoffs. He's an unbelievable player who has now entered the rare air of an all-time player who hasn't won. That's my hot take for the day. He belongs with Barkley and Barry Sanders and Dan Marino and all those guys. If his career ended today, he would go down as one of the greats who never won. And I don't necessarily consider that an insult. The guy's unbelievable, and he's unbelievably entertaining to watch. So there, that's my take of the day. You know what his record is? You know what Lamar's record is? And by the way, he's won 2 more playoff games lately than a certain other franchise I know. 62-21. He's won 62 of 83 starts. Yeah, but he never won in the playoffs. I know. I get it. I understand. He's never gone to a Super Bowl. I understand. That must mean he sucks, right?
Right.
Please tell me you're not in that camp. Are you?
Hello?
Are you in the Craig Ride?
Hi there. Lamar, win some playoff games.
He's
beat
won
the
two.
Steelers.
He's won 2 lately. Hasn't he?
Yeah,
he never
also
plays against the Steelers.
I know. And then when he does, he loses.
They're too busy losing to, what's his name?
Tyler Huntley.
Tyler Huntley and the other stiff.
Trace McSorley, that one game.
They almost lost to RG3.
Oh, I remember.
How about the LVP of the league? I'm going to go with Baker for MVP. The LVP is quite clearly Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. What happened? Can we make Doug Peterson the co-LVP?
He sucks. What happened to him? What has happened to Trevor Lawrence? He was the number one pick in the draft. They gave him all kinds of weapons. I thought they gave him a coach who knew what he was doing with quarterbacks. He sucks. You agree?
That's a disaster. Like I picked Jacksonville to win the division in the AFC South.
I don't think we were crazy.
No.
They even in a bad year last year, they came within a whisker of the playoffs.
And Walker, the first overall pick they took a couple years ago, I mean, could they have come up with somebody else? I'm sure that's not happening. That's not helping them. He's been fine.
Who's the coach of the year, Limits? Wrong.
Kevin O'Connell.
No, Dan Quinn.
But I thought that Atlanta was hyped up to be pretty good.
He's not Atlanta's coach.
Oh, no, he's not Atlanta's coach anymore. He's Washington's coach. But yeah, that's a good
pick.
Wait,
you're trying to cover up that you made a mistake. It's
I did.
Okay.
And yes, I forgot he was not Atlanta's coach losing 28-3 in the Super Bowl anymore. Forgot he got canned for that.
That was one of the quickest about faces in the world, but I'm with you. See, people get on us for that kind of crap. We talk sports for 90 hours a day. We're going to make mistakes.
90 hours
yes.
a day.
I make mistakes like that all the time, and it's okay.
I don't think people realize that, you know, you and the buddies are just chopping it up and you have all these thoughts in your mind. Then sometimes when you're going through it and your mind's going a mile a minute, there's some simple things that you can forget. It's weird.
And it's understandable. What about Matt Eberflus?
He's doing well. He's not losing as much.
He's Matt Eberflus. He's 4-2. Does this make Fields look even worse? That Caleb Williams suddenly goes there and is having success?
Well, they also added Roma Dunze. They added Keenan Allen, who I know was banged up early on. They helped out on the offensive line, and their defense has been fine.
All right. Fine. I'm just asking. I'm just asking. Because they're 4-2 with the same coach. How about, forget it. Anything else?
That would be all.
All right. Let's wrap it up here with a little more. First of all, I want to get a report, if we can, of someone behind the scenes over there who's taking first-team snaps. Is anybody reporting on this?
Not yet. And also, somebody pointed out that Deshaun Watson has to be the LVP. And yeah, that's probably it.
That's probably fair. And I apologize for that. Deshaun Watson is the all-time LVP. He's going to go to the reverse Hall of Fame. Should there be a reverse Hall of Fame for the worst players in NFL? Can you imagine the dedications?
Who would be in the Hall of Fame? The worst players of all time, like Josh Van Meter? Yeah. Would they put Steve Bartman in it as an honorary nominee?
Brian Bixler. Like, Kevin Stefanski would be Deshaun Watson's presenter, and it would be more like a roast than it would be.
That's a great idea. The roast of the former players.
We had everything going well until this guy came in, and he sucked. And let me tell you all the different ways. His throwing, his running, his leadership, probably the worst player I was ever around. And then they bring him on, and they all boo. I think the Hall of Shame, we could call it. The reverse Hall of Fame. He's like a first ballot guy.
That'd be great.
Isn't he? I mean, he's getting in there. And I think Trevor Lawrence has a shot at the reverse Hall of Fame.
He needs another coach. Picks. He needs another coach.
Who else in the league right now goes into the Hall of Shame? A wonder twin. I hate to say Daniel Jones because he really plays hard, but I think he has a shot at this. Don't you?
Yeah, he's just fine. Not a needle mover.
I'll think of someone else. Chase Young is making an early case in his career, right? Is he not?
What about Jamarcus Russell?
Well, yes.
He'd
guys
be in
like
it.
That.
Ryan Leaf.
Johnny Foot. Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf would be the logo, like the Jerry West of the Hall of Shame.
He'd be first ballot Hall of Shame members.
Then they could have those commercials like they do with all the past Heisman Trophy winners, only this one would have Deshaun
the
Watson.
Heisman House.
Ryan Leaf.
You guys need a job after football? Here you go.
That's a hell of an idea. All right. Let's wind it up by getting some reports here. I want some covert reports from Kabali, Pryor, Dulac. Somebody give me something here. Who's taking the snaps? Let's explore that next. The first team snaps, I say. Fan Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Here's an event that we could see you at. Limits is considering bringing his dog Muffin. You had to know he had a dog named Muffin. It's wonderful. And I mean that as a compliment. He seems like a wonderful little dog.
Yes. How we little, love Muffin.
How little is Muffin?
Muffin is...
How much does she weigh?
About 17, maybe, I think about 20 pounds, actually. Muffin's supposed to be 15 pounds, and she's overweight.
So is Bailey. He's supposed to be like 20. He's 23.
Well, that's not as much overweight as Muffin is.
I know. They could commiserate on that. I still think there's a chance for a relationship.
Muffin's getting groomed on Monday, and I'm very upset about it. Because Muffin likes to be fluffy. She likes all her fur. And she's going to get cold.
Do dogs get cold?
Yes.
Okay.
They get hot because they have all that fur.
Well,
like
Bailey,
in the summer.
It doesn't seem like he's cold when it's cold. Plus, he sleeps on a hardwood floor a lot of the time.
We give Muffin a blanket and we'll wrap her in a blanket and tuck her in.
Can you read her a bedtime story?
No bedtime story. She'll watch TV with us at night.
That's great. Chris Hoke going to join me for an hour tomorrow as we get ready for the PM guys here. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 North or Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, very kindly, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Who's your all-time favorite mall cop limits. Mine is Paul Blart.
That's who I was going to go with as well. Yeah. What other mall cops are there?
I don't know. Is there another mall cop who is even in this conversation, as they say?
Didn't Paul Blart, wasn't there a mall cop too, and Paul Blart had like an opposing mall cop he went up against?
Did he? I don't know. I thought that Paul Blart 1 was actually funny. The second one was stupid.
Do you think Kevin James is funny?
Sometimes. Here's a hot take. I don't think Will Ferrell is that funny, although the one movie that I was screaming laughing at was, Kicking and Screaming, where he was a caffeine-addled soccer coach and had to quit caffeine because it completely reminded me of me.
You don't think Elf's funny?
I do like Elf. I like Elf. I mean, not out loud funny, but it's fun. But others, he talks and I never laugh. I just don't think he's funny. I can't help it. Do you?
I find him pretty funny.
Yeah?
Some of his comedy sketches are funny. Most of his movies are funny. There are a couple that are duds.
Did you see Kicking and Screaming?
No.
Oh, you got to see that. It's a guy who's perfectly normal until he goes on caffeine as the coach of this little kid's team. I think it's his daughter's team. And then he absolutely loses his mind. I think he winds up getting arrested. And then he quits caffeine and becomes a good coach again.
And it reminds you of yourself.
Yes. I hope you have a wonderful night, Limits. Do we have any reports from over there who's taken first team reps? Brooke Pryor, Jerry Dulac, Ray Fittipaldo, anybody?
I've been looking, and I haven't really gotten much yet as to who's taking what. And I'm still trying to scroll and find out. We're getting to that point where it's the open practice time for all the reporters to be able to put out the information that they're looking for. I'm trying to see if anything's come down yet, but nothing.
I haven't seen anything. So stay tuned to the PM, guys, and you'll get your updates. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High of 53 today with cloudy skies. Thank you, Limits. I look forward to a football Thursday, don't you?
Joe, I always look forward to a football Thursday. It'll be a good day tomorrow with Chris Hoke.
See you, buddy.
See ya. All right, Steelers and Jets this Sunday from Acrisure Stadium. It is a primetime game. It's the second of three consecutive home primetime games for the Steelers after Dallas, now the Jets. Next Monday night, the Steelers will be home against the Giants. We will have Fan Game Day for you this Sunday at 5 o'clock, hosted by Mark Gabali as well as Donnie Football. More 93.7thefan.com. Headlines are powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. PM team next.